Thank you for holding. Is this Patrick?
It is.
Hi, Patrick. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, John. Where are you guys located?
Fountain Valley, California, Orange County.
Okay.
Yeah. I understand you were having a conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
She did, yeah. Usually, I mean, I hang up pretty fast, you know.
Yeah.
These type of calls, so she's been able to keep me on the phone this long, so she's going pretty good.
Yeah, that's
I'm
a positive.
I'm pretty much familiar with the spam, you know, bullshit calls in the morning, so
no.
I hung up a long time ago. But yeah, I'm actually interested, so.
Okay. Well, did you, I know she asked me to go over pricing and everything because you're a new business, so there's a new in business credit, but did you have any questions about the placement or how any of it works?
I do. I kind of, like I was basically asking her, I kind of wanted to know, because I don't have a Google My Business account right now, because I've been having like a hard time kind of getting that thing verified through the Google's new policies and stuff.
Yeah.
With the video verification.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to see how we'll be able to get around that and still be able to get me listed, you know.
Yeah.
But of course, it's also keeping in mind that it's not a huge marketing budget at the moment.
Right. Well, the verification would be the first thing we do with every client, you know. We send out the Google PIN in the mail, and then there's a form that you fill out called the Google Verification Form. And then if there's any hiccups, once we get through those two steps, then we can always just three-way call the Google headquarters. We're right next to Google Building 1. I don't know if you know that they moved Google Building 1 to Irvine, California. It's like on Jamboree between Newport and Irvine.
No, I didn't know that. I was not familiar. You know, I grew up in Oakland where Google used to be, I think, in Mountain View.
Yeah, no, it's still there. That's the original Google headquarters. So that's still there.
Yeah, okay.
But the Google Building 1 is now in Irvine. So Building 1 just means like the primary headquarters for all marketing.
Okay, gotcha.
That one they're doing more like product development.
Yeah, there.
We're their bread and butter, for lack of better words.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're the ones who run a lot of their ads. You know, there's various different partners, but I would say about 85% of Google's income comes from Google advertising. It's not actually like YouTube or any of the stuff. The YouTubers get paid from the money they make from Google advertising. So it's really the business owners that, you know, are putting themselves on the first page that are really paying for the whole shebang to go around.
Right.
I sent you a link to the pricing, and then I'm also sending you the Google verification form. Just so you know, that's the first things we would do, right, is get you squared away with your verification, get the PIN sent out, have you fill out the form, verify it. And then once the Google Business Profile is created, we go into the back of it as a manager. You'll still have full access to it. And then we do the optimization and move it up to the first page of the search results. So that's the real benefit to the conversation. I mean, you could get a Google Business Profile yourself. But to get on the first page of Google for handyman in your area, you're going to need a Google partner to do that. And the reason you want that is because 90% of the searches start and stop on page one. You know, that's where most people are making their decision. Yeah, so we're putting you where, you know, basically 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look. So that's really the benefit. We would also help you with your .com, though. Tara said that you had a domain but no content or hosting yet.
No, I've got hosted through SiteGround. I've got the site being built, actually.
Nice.
Through, you know, someone else. Through Fiverr, actually.
Fiverr, okay.
So the site should be done within a couple of days now.
I love that. I love that you said Fiverr, because I've used that before myself, actually, for some online stuff for a company I have outside of this. And that's how I built the site. It was pretty quick. You just get some dude in the Philippines.
Yeah, those guys are great.
Yeah.
Right? It's pretty cheap, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they charge.
Like $100 and something for a $3,000 website, you know. So.
Yeah. Even our graphic designers here, I was like, okay, I'm doing the ad, like, let's do this. And he's like, oh, we got to charge you this, this, and this for the site. And I'm like, I'll get it done another way. I'll do it myself, you know. So that's good though. So then we won't have to build you a site. That makes it a lot more affordable, you know? We don't have to purchase a domain or anything like that. Obviously, we're still going to want to have that attached to your Google business profile and make sure that it's viewable and accessible to your potential prospects. But if you go to the pricing page, what I was thinking I could do for you is I was going to put you on this Platinum Package Bundle. The Platinum Package Bundle usually does include the site, but it's normally $5.99, right? And there's a $2.99 setup fee. Mm-hmm. What I was thinking I could do is I could reduce the monthly price by 50% with that new in business credit, and then I'll waive all setup fees on it because you already have your own site. And we'll just set up your Google business profile, get it verified. So the initial investment would be $2.99 out the door today if you want to come on board with us. And then each month moving forward, it'll stay $2.99 for Platinum Package and all of its contents.
Okay, let me see. SEO content creation, Facebook advertising. So when I sign on $2.99 with you guys and when I'm paying that monthly, am I going to see a difference?
Yeah. I mean, Google advertising's been the most profitable way to market for the last 15 years. I mean, just, you're talking about, so here, just from the Google Analytics, right? Within a 40 miles around Berkeley, that's a huge service area, by the way. There was 1,812 searches for a handyman just in the last 30 days. So none of those guys saw your business at all or had the opportunity to call you. Now you're top recommended, so they're seeing you every time. You know, if you can even just get 1% of what's out there, you know, you'll get a 10-to-1 ROI. And that's how we keep our customers coming back each month.
Yeah, because I actually wanted to, like, just focus on brain cleaning.
Okay.
I have a bunch of that already with Andrew. Doing like one man. So if I were to work with you guys, I'd be trying to just focus on handyman, but also, grain repair, kind of.
Yeah. We're very specific about how we list you. So the great thing is you're in the handyman category. In the handyman category, there's tons of keywords, right? So drain cleaning could be one that we target. There's 15 different ones. So if you sign up with me today, we'll set up the client interview. It could be either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule looks like, and then we'll get those keywords. So we'll have recommendations, but you have final say on the keywords you're listed for, the service area that you cover. If you're like, hey, I don't want to go to this part of Oakland, you know, we could cut out the geo-targeting, so that way you're not showing there. And then obviously make sure that the website looks how you want it to look and the Google business profile looks how you want it to look. So we fully customize the campaign so that the leads that are coming in are qualified opportunities. We don't want you getting calls that are like wasting your time. Tire kickers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be great. And I mean, it sounds like you guys are trying to build a reputation too, so.
Yeah, we've been around for 20 years. I've been working here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, our company's been around for a long time. We have an extensive, you know, history of doing this, so. We'll get you squared away. Okay. I mean, if you could do anything with HomeAdvisor, Patrick, then I have no doubt you'll love this, because HomeAdvisor puts themselves on Google and resells the leads they get from their Google advertising. So it's like you're buying leads that are starting out on Google, they fill out a form or click on HomeAdvisor, and then they sell that lead to like 5 or 6 other guys in the area that do what you do. And they charge all of you even if you don't get the job. So, you know, with this, we're listing you independent. We let the people call you directly. You can get 100 calls. Your bill's not going to change. There's no like lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So I'm sure you'll love it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm interested. I would say I want to come on board. I've been looking kind of for something similar to your company, and I'm glad, kind of glad I answered the call. But, yeah, $200 a month, and, you know, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it'll be $2.99 exactly, just to be transparent.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean, $300, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. I just didn't want you to think it was $200, and then we processed you for $2.99. You're going, what the heck?
Nah.
I'm going to create the Google business profile and submit you for verification so you can get the spot. On the first page of Google, you can only have one number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Nah, because the one that's going to be on the site is going to be... It's going to be a 510 number. It's going to be my Google Voice number.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
It's 5'10".
Okay.
6'2", 9".
Okay.
0938.
Okay, so it's 510. Oh, man, accidentally, I deleted it. Say that again. 510.
Oh, it's okay. 510-629.
Mm-hmm.
0938.
Okay. 510-629-0938.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to save this direct number just in case I need to get a hold of you. Or I could shoot you like a text
okay,
message
yeah,
on
that's
there.
Good. Yeah, okay. You can hit me up on this. I have only customers to actually call that.
Okay. So, you know, I know you're operating as unlicensed. We can have you do the drain cleaning, but like any major plumbing project, you know, that it requires a license in California, obviously, right?
Right, yeah. That's why I only wanted to just do drain cleaning.
Drain
and then,
cleaning.
Yeah, of course, you know.
Okay.
You
I
know,
got
like
you.
Small
you,
jobs.
You explained it right, but I had to throw that out there just to make sure.
Yeah. No, just because I'm not licensed, I don't want to be getting called out to do any, like, watery pipes or anything.
Yeah, I just want to be transparent. I don't want you to sign up and then tell you that later. You know, I'd rather tell you that before in case you didn't know.
No, for sure.
Okay. And
so
then,
I'm sure we can still target drain cleaning, right?
Yeah, you can still target drain cleaning. Most jobs that are under $2,000, too. It's just like any, like, plumbing renovations or if you have to dig, any, you know, that's different. You got to get permits and licenses
right.
And stuff like that. So. What's your last name, Patrick?
It's Tharp, T-H-A-R-P.
T-H-A-R-P. Okay, and are you the sole owner? Do you have a partner?
No, I'm the owner.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing because of the discounts I applied on the Platinum package?
Yeah, it's emerge without the E.
Okay.
emergehandy@gmail.com.
emergehandy. @gmail.com. Okay, so emergehandy@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I'd go 9. We can do like 9 to 6.
9 to 6. Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
I work the weekends too. So we can do Saturday, let's do 9 to 2.
Okay, 9 to 2. And then what about Sunday?
Sunday, I'd want to be off.
Okay, so go closed. Sunday. All right, let me go submit. All right, and you can accept cash, check, and card?
Yes.
Okay. Submit. Save. All right, and then what was the domain name for your website?
It's emergencyhandy.com.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, it looks like it's definitely under construction. It's got a 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9 phone number on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh, I see at the bottom, though. So there is a lot of content on it. It's just not finished.
Yeah, it's just the info, right? It should be done within Friday, 27.
Okay. Yeah, any updates they make will automatically happen, but I'm going to hyperlink it to the Google Business profile. That way, if they click on that little globe icon, it'll automatically navigate them to your domain.
Okay. So you said if I had you guys build the site, it would be included within that $299, but you guys would own the site, like if...
Well, no, because you have your own domain. You have your own domain. So what you're having the guy at Fiverr do, we would do, but without charging any extra. We would just go in there and develop your content for you, and then we'd host it. So if you want any changes made to it, we'd help you with that while you're using our services.
Okay, cool. So
you just got to give us access to the site later.
Okay, so I'll do that. So that way, because I want to maybe have you build out like the correct landing pages and stuff.
Exactly. It helps a lot too, Patrick. Like if there's any major change that needs to happen, like if Google's saying, hey, you know, update, you know, you can't have a handyman listed for that, or if you want to make a change and you say, hey, I want to target these services, we can go in there and completely create a whole nother page for one of the services you provide or change it without having to like relay the information to you and then you relay it to your website guy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I don't want
to
do that.
Nice. Okay. So I'll, I'll put in the request for the my site. It's no extra charge to you. And then, but they will ask you for access to the domain in order to get into it.
Gotcha. I know all the info for that.
Okay. All right. So let me update. All right. And then, so I got the business profile set up. We want to schedule the client interview. I have some slots available today. I have like a 1 to 2 and a 2 to 3 available this afternoon. Does that work for you?
1 to 2. 1 to 2?
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation and I'll text you at 12 o'clock. It's going to come through as an automated reminder. If anything pops up or changes, just let us know. But we want to try to get everything rolling as quickly as possible.
Yeah, me too. I need a stay pay rent, so
I hear you on that. It's not cheap out here.
Seriously.
Yeah. I live in Orange County, so I already know. It's been this.
Yeah, you already know what's up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's no joke out here.
I'm glad you called me from like Alabama or something where your rent's $40, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No. I'm originally from Huntington Beach, California. So I grew up in Huntington. Yeah. So I already know it's, you know, I watched my parents struggle paying bills growing up just to have us in a nice area.
Yeah, I used to watch you guys on TV. Was it called Laguna Beach when I was in high school?
The OC? Yeah, that's a little further. Yeah, that's a little further down the road. It's like
I think it's the hills.
Yeah.
Laguna Hills.
Yeah.
With the guy, Chick Lauren or whatever. But yeah, I remember.
It's like that. There's a lot of pretty blondes and older women with plastic.
All right, nice fun area to grow up.
Bunch of fake lips and stuff walking around.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that, but yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. But yeah, there's Huntington Beach is a bit different. We're a bit more down to earth. Still Orange County, so it's like a nice area, but you run into more like laid back people. They're not really uppity, I wouldn't say.
Okay, gotcha.
They're like super like pro Trump Republican, you know, blue collar.
Oh, okay. Like almost Arizona, gotcha.
Well, what was that?
I was like bordering that Arizona, it starts getting like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they call it the Orange Curtain, Orange County. So they're very like, we're not like LA and stuff. We're very like different.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we don't vote for Biden around here. Like if you go to Huntington Beach, you'll see it's just like, I mean, I'm sure you could probably Google it because it's like every day they have like Trump supporters in Huntington Beach and Tito Ortiz.
Oh, for real? Wow, yeah, I'm not looking at
it. Yeah, like the whole pier is just covered with like vote for Trump. It's crazy. It's big vacation.
Okay.
You get a lot of protesters. Yeah. There and stuff. All right, so I got your business profile set up, and we sent over that calendar invitation for the client interview. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I have a debit card I can use.
Okay, now let me ask you: does it just say Patrick Tharp, or does it say Emergency Handyman on it?
It just says Patrick Tharp on it.
Okay, so it's personal. So I want to make sure that when I send you this receipt, it has the business name on it, so you could write it off. Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN, that 2568 Domingo Avenue?
No. So we want to actually, well, the Google PIN, probably want to send it to my house, so it's, you know, for now.
Okay. Let me update this. I kind of assumed just based on what Google already had on you, and I threw that up there. What's the street address that I could send your PIN verification letter?
It's 642 EVI.
EVI. In Clovis?
Court.
Oh, not in Berkeley. No. Okay, Court. I was like, are you not in Berkeley anymore? EVI,
yeah,
Court.
Stockton.
Nate Diaz. I see those guys down here all the time, the Diaz brothers.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I think they have a place like right on the beach over here. EVI.
I think they're popular around here. I've been living here for like a year.
For some reason, this isn't coming up. It's just EVI?
No, EVI. So EVI.
Oh, V. Okay.
Yeah.
There it is. I found it. I found it. Yeah, that was my fault. I put a Z in there. So 95206?
Yes.
Okay. And then hide the address?
Yeah, we want to hide the address because we want to target in Berkeley. I'm living here for the moment, but I'll be back in the Bay Area within a couple months.
Okay. You got to let me know when you update your address.
Okay. So we can still, will that harm our targeting? Probably, huh?
I mean, it would be better to have the pin sent to Berkeley, but if you don't have somebody at that address to receive that postcard, then, you know, we need to pin verify it in Stockton.
Yeah, okay.
So let me update. But when you move, we can update the address. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, and then when you do move, let me know. I mean, obviously, we'll probably have a bunch of conversations prior to then, but... you know, just call me direct and I can get in there and swap it out. We'll have to re-pin verify you, so if you can let me know like a couple days in advance, that would help a lot.
Okay.
We don't have to go through all the paperwork stuff, but more so just sending that postcard out again.
Okay.
All right. There you go, Pat. And you got that Google verification form in there. Did you get my number?
I got your number, yeah.
All right. Let me go back to billing now. All right. And then you said it was a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah, 4815.
9059. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0424.
0424. And 3-digit code on the back?
437.
437. Okay, let me update. And then I got a notification that your email address bounced back. You said it's emrghandy@gmail.com?
Yeah, E-M-E-R-G.
Oh, E-M-E-R-G.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Like emerge.
Yeah, I thought you put it, you said no E, but I think you meant to say no Y.
No, I meant no E at the end. Like, you know, emerge is usually spelled E.
E-M-E-R-G-E. Gotcha. Okay, that's my fault. I just fixed it.
Yeah.
Glad we caught that. Yeah, because I just put it as emrghandy@gmail.com. That's why I tried to read it back usually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I got it. You'll hide the address. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is just added form of protection for you. We'll send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to get a little formal on you here. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Emergency Handyman.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Owner, Patrick Starr.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Patrick, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you currently have, Patrick. Anything that you currently have, you want to keep it, that's totally fine. We're not telling you you have to cancel anything. But what we want to avoid is any kind of like duplicate listings. It messes up your Google verification. So you shouldn't need anything else. Like if you look at the platinum package and all the stuff we're providing for you, you really shouldn't need anything else. But if you're going to add something, just double check so we can make sure you're not duplicating anything or paying for something that you already have through us.
Gotcha.
Okay. And it says the initial...
Yeah, I don't have anything. It's just...
Oh, my bad. Sorry, go ahead. No, you're good. What were you saying?
No, I was just the home advisor.
Yeah, I saw that. It's fine. Anything you currently have. Honestly, I think after a month or two of this, you'll probably end up leaving them. I don't think you'll see a point in paying
for them. Yeah, I was hoping. I mean, I haven't really used them yet, but, you know, I'm going to keep them, I guess, until we get this stuff all, you know, set up. So yeah. I'll at least have something with them.
It's a good strategy. Yeah, once this starts flowing in, and the longer you do it, the more you build up like a client base, and you know you'll have reoccurring clients with the new ones flowing in. At that point, you won't see a point in paying for those leads. They're selling those leads to like five or six other guys, so it actually kind of kills the rapport that you build with them because they talk to a couple other people. So it's like the chances of them coming back, even if you do land them for the first job, are pretty slim because those are the kind of people that just like go looking for cheapest rate. I'll just call one of those other guys and see who's the lowest.
Gotcha.
All right, sorry. So it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you're first signing up from scratch like this, where we have to do like your Google verification and everything and completely just build everything. But you're not binded to a contract, okay? So it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 27th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I have included the site for you at no additional charge. We're going to build it on your domain. And then I've waived all setup fees affiliated with the campaign. It says your payment or your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 27th day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. Now, it does state in the fine print you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you do discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing is due so we could stop the billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to attempt to process your first month's payment of the $299. If this goes through or when this goes through, you're going to get an automated text that'll come through. It'll have an outline of your service agreement in writing. You got to sign off the bottom of that. And then you'll also get another automated Google Business Verification form. So it's going to look exactly like the one that I sent you already. It's just going to come through automatically now that you're officially signed up.
Okay.
Okay. Now your next payment, the card's gonna need to be updated. It says it expires on April 24th, so we're basically only gonna be able to use this card for the first month, and then we'll circle back with you if you want to keep moving forward.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. This is a temporary card. I don't know. Wow.
Yeah, I just got that notification out of nowhere. I was like, oh. Yeah. It says April 27th. I don't think I realized it when gave it to us, but it says it expires April 27th of 24. So it's like it expires exactly a month from today.
Yeah.
All right. And then so we're just waiting for these confirmations to come through. The most important thing is the initial invoice with the outline of the agreement there. So it'll say like, there'll be a link in the text. It'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay.
And then you got to click on that, sign off on it. Now the Google verification form, it does ask you for like license, insurance, and stuff like that. We already know you're unlicensed, and we're going to be targeting like drain cleaning, not actual plumbing jobs. So don't worry about that. Fill out as much as you can. It lets you know right at the bottom. You have to check that little box that you're okay with us three-way calling. So it'll be like a little yes or no. We'll three-way call with the Google rep on the line, and we'll verify you over the phone. So we'll explain to them the exact situation and push your verification through that way.
So then there's no, I don't need to like even take pictures of the vehicle and stuff.
I mean, you want to send in what you do have, you know? I'm just saying if you don't have it, don't panic. You know, send in as much as you can.
Okay.
We'll already let them know that you're unlicensed, but you know, that's where you need to do that. The only way for any unlicensed contractor to get verified is going to be filling out that form and then doing a video call.
Yeah, I see that, and that's what I was kind of running into issues with.
Yeah, but they want to make sure that if you're unlicensed that you just understand, like, what I told you earlier. It's like jobs under $2,000, and then you can't do anything, like, structural, you know. It's just drain cleaning. So technically that drain cleaning stuff, it's still in the handyman category. It's not in the plumbing category, but they just want to make sure that you know, like, hey, if you're going to go out to their house, yeah, like, proceed at your own risk.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. They don't have a problem advertising you and you taking the job, but it's like, hey, you kind of run a risk if you do damage something, and then it's like you come to find out you don't have a license, don't have insurance, you know. That's a pain in the butt. Yeah, so. Drain cleaning's pretty easy stuff, though. You just snake stuff out, usually?
Yeah, just snaking drains. And
yeah.
Clearing drains, you know, running a camera, too. I have a camera, so I want to, if they want to pay me instead of paying my computer company for the camera.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. I like that. I've done that before.
I haven't actually registered the business with the state. Is that going to slow down our verification?
No. You should still do it, though. Yeah, you should still
do
it.
Yeah, I still want to do it. I haven't done it yet.
It's okay, yeah. I mean, you could update the form. Oh, sorry. I mean to cut you off.
No, the form just wants you to upload a picture of the registration. So.
Yeah. If you don't have it right now, and, you know, like I said, bypass it. Just fill out as much as you can, and then we'll verify the listing over the phone. It's not going to stop us from listing you and having you get the verification. But, again, you're going to want to register it, you know. And then you're going to probably want to get an actual, like, business account, too. So that way you don't have to collect all your receipts and stuff, like, when you go to the gas station or for things like this that are business expenses. That's the advantage of being a business owner in California is you get all these write-offs, you know. You can put a bunch of stuff in there that's and just call it business-related, you know.
Gotcha.
Go buy 50 pizzas and say it's for your employees and you're the only employee, you know.
No,
and just write it off.
No, I'm going to get all that stuff handled for sure,
Yeah, it's good when you have really a business.
I've been, like, doing it backwards.
Yeah, that's
doing
okay.
The marketing before I get all that stuff.
That's not backwards. That's how you're supposed to do it. People just don't realize that. They spend a bunch of money and they invest a bunch of money on all these other things, and then they don't have the clients to make the money back yet. You're supposed to do the marketing
first. Yeah, that's what I was like. I want to market first. Once I start making some money, I can show up to City Hall and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the right way to do it. A lot of times people do it backwards. They spend all this money and time and effort and getting all these things together, and it's like, man. And then once you've already spent all the money, now your bills are floating around. You're like, where's the clients?
you got no horse
to pull the carriage. Yeah, so, no, the marketing should come first. You want to brand yourself, and then obviously later on you could always add the other things if you want. Like, a website's really a luxury. I always tell people, you know, we could put you up there without a site even nowadays. Before we couldn't, but nowadays
we can.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I run into these guys like, wait, I'm going to wait until... Yeah, I did. You wouldn't even be able to get Google verification without a site back in the day. But it's not like that anymore. Yeah. Now they're just kind of like, hey, if you're doing paid advertisement with us, you know, we'll verify you. Pretty simple.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, let's do it, man. Great. Glad I answered the phone. This is a blessing, man, to be honest.
Yeah. It's not all bad. That's funny. I don't blame you, though. I'm kind of one of those guys, like, it sounds messed up, or some people say it's, like, racist, but I don't know. If they don't sound like they're from here, you know, like some Indian dude calling me.
I'm hanging up for sure.
Yeah, I click every time, you know. I don't blame you for that.
Hello, sir. Are you the owner of, No, I'm not. Here we go.
I always play a game with them. I'm like, hey, I'm tracking your location, you know. I know you're not from here.
No, for sure. I see those videos on YouTube where people are like, finding the scammers and shit.
I love that.
Once she was speaking English, and, you know, she sounded like one of my old teachers or something. I was like, okay, let me stay on the phone.
Yeah, Tara's great.
Tara's
great.
Yeah, she
lives down in Newport. Yeah, I've actually been working with her for 10 years. So she's really, really great at what she does. Yeah, but she was down in Newport. I stay over in Costa Mesa now. I grew up in Huntington, but I see her all the time. Okay. Like she works out like early in the morning. Like I'll go to the gym at like 5 and then have work at like 7 and I'll see her in there. It's crazy.
Yeah, so, getting it in, huh?
Yeah, just high energy.
Sounded like, you know, productive local people. And like, you know, like a real person, so.
She's great. Definitely one of my favorites. I was surprised when the call came over from her because it's like they're downstairs. It's kind of like it's a big call center. Like if you look us up, it's a big call center down there. And so, you know, I don't always get calls from her on a regular day. It could be any one of my 40 reps. So it's like it's always nice when Tara's come through because that's usually the feedback that I get. It's like, okay, she explained it to us really well, you know, and it makes my job a lot easier too. So. I want to officially welcome you aboard, you know, say thank you for signing up. I'm going to notate the CRUD out of your account here. I got to update your email real quick for the calendar invitation, but I did update it on the profile. So then I'm going to resend that calendar invitation and then we'll circle back with you at 1 for the client interview.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. And I sent you my number too. So if you do have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, my direct extension's in there. You could call in any time.
Okay, we'll do.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Bye. All right, bye-bye.